Welcome to your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast with Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, broadcasting live from our headquarters studios in Buffalo, New York. Visit us online at empoweringeverydaywomen.org.
Today's inspiration is a word for your uncomfortable season. It's a message from the Lord to encourage you, strengthen you, and empower you as you endure testing and less than ideal circumstances. Perhaps you're dealing with situations and life conditions that feel frustrating, perplexing, discouraging, and just plain old hard. Well, God sent me to assure you that He is right there in the fiery furnace of affliction with you and won't allow the fiery trials to consume you. You will come out of this season with a testimony of God's awesome sustaining, delivering, and miracle-working power. Welcome to this your Thursday, March 21st, 2024 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, your bestie from Buffalo, your sister from another mister, your faith activator, bringing you the biggest smiles and the warmest greetings ever. We are at the beginning of the spring season, which started on March 19th, I believe. But here in Buffalo, New York, bestie, it feels and looks like winter. It is currently 22 degrees here, and there is snow on the ground. The high temperature is expected to hit, drum roll please, 31 degrees. That's the high. The low this evening, you ready for this, is expected to be 19 degrees. So we are bundling up here in Buffalo. I love my city, even with its unpredictable weather. But I'm happy you've joined me, bestie. I'm happy to be back in the studio. As you know, whenever the Lord gives me strength, I'm more than pleased to serve Him in any way I can. Though sometimes my yes requires a press, it is so worth it to fulfill the will of God and to hear amazing testimonies like this one from Julia in Nantucket, Massachusetts, who wrote into the ministry and said this: "As the daughter of a pastor, my faith was shaken and I turned away from the church after a horrific car crash claimed the lives of my parents and sibling. In my grief and anger, I felt God had forsaken me. My life spiraled out of control into a cycle of drinking, partying, and eventually crime to support myself. After multiple stints in rehab, I desperately sought peace through various means, consulting psychics, embracing Scientology, practicing meditation, and even crystal healing, but nothing seemed to work. Then, during a particularly low moment, I discovered your Daily Cup of Inspiration through a shared link in an online support group. The devotion I listened to that day was a guiding light, touching something deep within me. As I continued to engage with your online post and podcast, I gradually felt a shift in my heart. In the privacy of my bedroom, oh my, moved by your words, I made the conscious decision to return to Jesus. It has been a transformative journey, one that has finally brought peace to my soul. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Your ministry was the crucial instrument in guiding me through the darkness and back into the light of faith. Thank you for helping me rediscover my way to Jesus." Oh, glory to God. Julia, you did not have to wreck me and set my soul on fire like this on a Thursday morning. Glory be to our wonderful Savior. Thank you for sharing your testimony. I'm humbled, honored, awed to be used as a vessel in any capacity. You know what? Your testimony reinforces the truth of Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, and that name is Jesus. I know the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and so are we, your Daily Cup Faith community. You know what time it is. It's time for an epic run around the church, shouting and dancing kind of praise break. Can we get one right here? cries out, hallelujah. I need a Hammond B3 organ in a sanctuary. I feel like I could dance all night.
You all want to take just another minute to praise him?
Isn't God good? Isn't he faithful, bestie? You see, this is why I share the gospel. There's power in the word of God. That's why I am and forever will be immensely grateful for every single heart that is obedient to God's urging to sow a seed into the good ground of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries. We are a certified 501c3 nonprofit organization intent on winning souls to the kingdom. Amen. Ministering to the hurting and meeting humanitarian needs around the world. And testimonies like Julia's are a reminder that when you sow a seed of any size at empoweringeverydaywomen.org, God is literally using your hands and resources to do kingdom work. Your giving also supports the production of these audio devotions that are available worldwide wherever podcasts are heard and on select radio stations, and also on my blog at yourdailycupofinspiration.com as an absolute free resource. Together, we are changing lives. Phew, bestie, just give me a minute. I think my soul is still stirred up from Julia's testimony. I love hearing about people being led to Jesus, to the foot of the cross where there is redemption. And it makes me so grateful that God spared my life, even though the enemy tried to take me out, so I could do the will of the Lord. In 2019, Satan came for my speech, my mobility, my brain, and doctors weren't sure I'd recover. But God said, it's not over. There is yet work to do. I didn't intend to say all this, but God said, somebody listening has been under intense attack, and the enemy has been trying to discourage you and rob you of your confidence. But God sent Deanna Hobbs, who just a few years ago was in ICU, where I sustained brain trauma from dozens of seizures, to tell you that it's not over. God's not through with you yet. He sent you here to receive this word, to assure you that his hand of purpose is on your life. Oh my, I feel revival. God is getting ready to do something major, significant, impactful in your life. So impactful that it will change the trajectory of your destiny, not just for you, but for generations to come. There are generational blessings with your name on them. I hear in the spirit that it's time for your shift. Ooh, that's a word for somebody. Glory to God. Let me quit. I done slipped into evangelistic mode, and my team knows I will go in right here in this studio. I feel the power of God. If you're listening today, you're blessed. God told me there is a corporate release coming. That means every member of this group as a collective body. If you're listening to me right now, a supernatural release is coming. Something good is on the way. I feel a yoke-breaking anointing. You know I don't play with this thing. I know when I hear the Holy Ghost. Change is coming to your house. Despite how uncomfortable you may feel, God is up to something good. If we were in church, I tell you to slap your neighbor a high five and tell him God is working that thing out for you. Hey, if you don't have a neighbor, then slap yourself, bestie. I mean it. God is working that thing out. You are blessed. I am blessed. We are blessed to be together at this moment. Let me pray right quick and get into this life-transforming word God has for us. Oh, bless his name. Father, we thank you for your presence, for your anointing, for your power we sense in this place right now. Every person, name by name and one by one, you sent them to press play and receive this word. I ask that you bless them for their obedience, openness, and a willingness to receive this powerful word that shall bear much fruit. Please anoint my lips to deliver the message you've sent. We come into agreement and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the name of God. If you prefer to read this devotion, you're about to hear an audio version of it. Go to yourdailycupofinspiration.com. So, bestie, in our early 20s, my husband Kenya and I, new parents to our first baby, a daughter, Kyla, headed out to California. We were Buffalo folks through and through, but the call to introduce Kyla to her granddad, Ernest, was stronger than the pull of any time zone. So we hopped aboard the 7-hour flight, eager to meet up with our West Coast family. And California was new to us, with its palm trees swaying and streets bustling 3 hours behind our New York schedule. We were navigating diaper changes on the go, but we found joy in the simple things: sightseeing, tasting new foods, long conversations, attending worship, and yes, even making a few California friends along the way. In that golden state, we cross paths with a couple seasoned by life and rich in wisdom. You know, people like that who just seem to have their lives together. This California couple had reached a place of comfort, comfort in their walk with Jesus, comfort in their finances, comfort in their unity, and comfort in their role as parents. They seemed to have ascended to a peak that we, a young couple weighed down by financial burdens and scant life experience, could only dream of reaching. So Kenya and I looked up to them. We thought, one day, that'll be us, comfortable and coasting. But life, it's full of surprises, isn't it? Fast forward a couple of decades, 26 years of marriage under our belt, kids all grown up, and a journey with the Lord that's wonderful, albeit full of twists and turns. Kenya and I have seen so many blessings, but not without their fair share of battles. Comfortable in some areas, sure, but we've learned a thing or two about the seasons of life. They come with both sunshine and rain. Can I get an amen from the Daily Cup Church? Trials, hardships, you name it, we faced it. Money troubles, health scares, jobs on shaky ground, no jobs at all, relocating and acclimating to a new city, trying and failing in our pursuit of new ventures, dealing with the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, navigating the rewarding but challenging commitment to global nonprofit ministry. But here's the kicker: no matter the season or circumstances, God's been right there in the good, the bad, and everything between. He's been our rock, our guide, our comfort. So let's talk about comfort. We all want it. We pray for it. But did God ever promise us a life of ease? Nope. What he did promise, however, is that the Comforter will be with us when the going gets tough. In Scripture, the term comforter refers to the Holy Spirit, derived from the Greek parakletos, meaning one called alongside to help. This divine helper, the third person of the Trinity, also called the Paraclete, counsels, supports, and permanently indwells every believer, providing guidance and comfort from within. The Comforter, as beautiful as his support is, doesn't give us a ticket to a trouble-free ride through life. And yet, the enemy would have us believe we're forgotten in our discomfort. But that's the lie meant to shake us, because it's in the discomfort, in the stretching and growing pains, that our faith takes root and blooms. And the greater our faith, the greater our breakthroughs. Maybe today you're standing in the middle of a fiery furnace of affliction, health failing, emotions flailing, finances faltering, relationships fraying, beneath a darkened sky that seems to be falling. Hear me now, the Lord is with you in the midst of it all. He may not sweep in and pluck you from the flames on your command, but he is there, guiding you, protecting you from the fire's devouring bite. Bestie, the other day, my son Caleb, who just turned 18, came to me all excited about something he'd read in the Bible, the familiar story of the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace in Daniel 3. You know the one. Though the biblical account is not new to him, the miraculous story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego struck a fresh chord. He talked about how the infamous trio stood up to King Nebuchadnezzar and ended up in a furnace so hot it killed the men who threw them in. But here's where it got good to Caleb. Nebuchadnezzar, when he looked into the furnace, saw a fourth man with the Hebrew boys, and none of them were even singed. How was that possible? Because that fourth man, the Son of God himself, was right there in the fire with them, sabotaging the enemy's plan. And the wonderful news is the same fourth man is with us too. Emmanuel, God with us, is not just his name, it's a promise. God is ministering to you right now and declaring, I am Jehovah Shammah, the God who is there through every trial, every test. The fourth man, the paraclete, Jehovah Shammah is there in the hospital room, in the courthouse, in the unemployment line, in the throes of grief, in the doctor's office when we get the bad report, in the depths of the valley, in a puddle of tears, in the quiet solitude of our darkest night. The fourth man always walks through the fire with us, even when you can't see him. He's there. The fourth man has an incredible resume. The fourth man was with the multitude on the hillside, taking two fish and five loaves of bread to feed 5,000, multiplying meager supplies into a feast of abundance, according to Matthew 14, 13 through 21. The fourth man sat at the well in Samaria, offering living water to a woman burdened by her past, transforming her shame into a wellspring of evangelistic zeal, according to John 4 and 5 through 42. The fourth man encountered 10 lepers, outcasts crying for mercy, and with a word, he cleansed their disease, sending them to show themselves to the priest, according to Luke 17 and 11 through 19. The fourth man was with the woman with the issue of blood, who touched the hem of his garment, instantly healing her after years of affliction, according to Matthew 9 and 20 through 22. The fourth man was with the disciples in a storm-tossed boat, speaking peace to the raging winds and seas, according to Mark 4 and 39. Can I talk about him a little more? The fourth man was with the two men on the road to Emmaus, opening their eyes to the scriptures, revealing himself as the risen Savior and the living bread, according to Luke 24 and 13 through 35. The fourth man, also known as the living word, through whom all things were made, was there at the beginning of time, according to John 1 and 1 through 2. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who was and is to come, who is with you now, promising never to leave nor forsake you. The fourth man, whose name is Jesus, the Son of God, the root of Jesse, the Lion of Judah, is also known as the Prince of Peace, the bright morning star, the bread of life, and the great I am, embodying the fullness of divine love and power. Not only is he there with you, friend, but he's working even now in the midst of your silence, whispering hope into your heart that has grown weary from waiting. He's working even now in the midst of your night, painting the promise of dawn, though you feel lost in the darkness. He's working even now in the midst of your tears, collecting every drop to water the seeds of destiny that will blossom in due time. He's working even now in the midst of your shattered dreams, piecing together each fragment into a new masterpiece that will exceed all you can ask or think. In the midst of life's fiercest trials, the fiery furnace of our struggles, the valleys of our despair, Psalm 113 reminds us that our Almighty King loves us with such intensity that he humbles himself to meet us right where we are. Enthroned in glory, he gazes not from a lofty distance, but stoops down to the depths of our experience. In our lowest places, he is present, a compassionate Savior, a high priest, touched with the feelings of our infirmities, according to Hebrews 4 and 15, descending to walk beside us in our pain. Bless your name, God. This epitome of divine condescension is the selfless act of crucifixion where God willingly entered into the brokenness of humanity to lift us up, to save us, to be Emmanuel, God with us. Through his crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus transforms our valleys into places of hope, our despair into moments of grace. In every circumstance, we are never abandoned. The King of Kings is ever present, reaching out his hand to raise us up from the dust, to remind us we are loved beyond measure. How is it that a God so great bends so low to reach us with a love so deep? What an amazing God we serve. And to remind you that he is with you in your season of discomfort and assisting you in the painful areas of your life, I'm stirring Isaiah 41 and 13 in the New International Version into your cup of inspiration today, which says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." Somebody needs to slip your hand up and say, "God, thank you for your help." You need to tell him, "Thank you for your help," because the enemy wants you to feel alone, like God has abandoned you in the struggle, but God is refining you and positioning you for elevation, for blessing, for increase, for favor. Oh, you will rise above this. You will come out of that furnace of affliction. And as you drink down the contents of your cup, God is promising you that he is your refuge and a present help in the time of trouble, according to Psalm 46:1. Therefore, whenever you find yourself engulfed by waves, winds, or flames, lean into his grace. Be assured that despite the discomfort and hardship, the Lord your God, Emmanuel, the fourth man, is with you. Just hold to his unchanging hand and he will safely lead you to your promised land. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. Thank you for the assurance that you are with them in the fire, that they are never alone in times of discomfort. Help them not to lean on their own understanding, but on the comfort of the Holy Spirit, for you are their refuge, their safe place, their strength, their ever-present help. And we trust you in every circumstance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your daily cup of inspiration has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to yourdailycupofinspiration.com.